For the first couple of Sundays of this Smad, I want to talk a little bit about Inyanei Hilchos Shabbos, and specifically about the Melacha of Bishul b'Shabbos, cooking on Shabbos, probably the most common Melacha that comes up on Shabbos. So we know that the Melacha of Bishul on Shabbos is derived from Bishul Salamonim in the Mishkan, that in the Mishkan they had to cook the dyes to dye the curtains, the different things that they were dyeing. It was a bishul there, so we derive from the Mishkan that one is not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Hei, on Daf Ayin Dalet on the base, Gemara says the bishul in the Torah technically applies even to matches, even to metals. If you melt the metal, you can be chayav in the Torah for bishul. It's not limited to foodstuffs. The samamanim themselves were not foodstuffs. So bishul doesn't have to be limited to food, but in our context, the most common context of bishul b'Shabbos is about foodstuffs, about ochlin, about mashkin, solids and liquids. So our discussion will focus on bishul by ochlin and mashkin. What is bishul? How do you define the melacha bishul? So the poskim write that the melacha bishul is defined as changing an item through the medium of heat. That's really what bishul is about. We normally translate the word bishul as cooking. But the truth is, the melacha bishul is not limited to cooking. You can violate the melacha deraisa bishul even through afia, baking, or tzlia, roasting. It doesn't have to be bishul. Bishul just means that there's a liquid medium there. Afia and tzlia don't have a liquid medium. But it's just as much a bishul deraisa if you do afia and tzlia. So what's the definition of bishul? So the answer the Mefarshim give is that bishul is changing the item, tikkun hadavar, through the medium of heat. What kind of change do you have to do in order to be chayim? So it depends. It depends whether you're dealing with a davar yavish or you're dealing with a davar lach. Are you talking about a salad or are you talking about a liquid? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof says that when it comes to a davar yavish, bishul daraisa is violated when the item reaches machal ben derusoy. Ben derusoy was a bandit. He was a ganef. And he was always eating on the run. So he cooked things to their minimum level, just enough that b'shas hachak he'd be able to eat it. This is a machlokes rishonim, what that level is, whether it's a half cooked or a third cooked. But it wasn't completely cooked. So Chazal say that they have a Kabbalah, that that's the shear of bishul min haTorah. That even if the maichel reaches machel ben derusoy, it's only partially cooked, but if b'shas hachak, since b'shas hachak it could be eaten, that's enough to be called bishul, because the item has been improved. It's been changed, it's been improved through the medium of heat. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Hilchos Bishul is found in Simen Shin Yuches, Archaim, and Sif Dalet. I mean, all of Shin Yuches is about Bishul, but this halacha is found in Sif Dalet. So, min haTorah, you violate the Issa Bishul b'davar yavesh if the item reaches Machal ben Derusoy. Midrabbanan Chazal b'gozer, that you're not allowed to put a davar yavesh, to put a solid food close to the fire, if it could reach Machal ben Derusoy, even if you're going to take it away beforehand, because we're afraid that you might forget. So that's a gzeira d'rabbanan. The actual sheer bishul is Machal ben Derusoy, but you're not allowed to cook it even less than that, because you're going to put it next to the fire. It could reach Machal ben Derusoy, you're just going to take it away. So we're choshesh that maybe you won't take it away in time. This is bishul when it comes to a davar yavesh. How about bishul on Shabbos with davar lach, with a liquid? So that's a different Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Amud Beis says that you violate the Issur Bishul Min haTorah b'davar lach if it reaches Yad Soledes. If the liquid reaches a state that Yad Soledes, well, that the Yad, the hand, is going to be soled, it's going to recoil. The hand is going to recoil. It doesn't realize that the item is hot. It's not preparing. If the hand is preparing, so you'll keep it there longer. But if you don't realize that the liquid was heated up and you put your hand in and it's a little bit hot, so the hand recoils because it's afraid it will get burnt. So it says the Gemara, the point at which the hand recoils from the heat, if it doesn't know that the item might be hot, that's called Yad Soledes Bo, and that's the sheer bishul daraisa for davalach. What is that sheer in temperature? So it's a big machlokes in the poskim, big range. Anywhere from 110 degrees Fahrenheit to 160 degrees Fahrenheit. So we have to be machmer for both tzadim. Normally the chumra is that you're not allowed to cook something min haTorah, even to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. And midrabbanan, you can't put something in an area where it could reach 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Even if you take it away, because we're afraid that you might not take it away. But we'll see that the temperature of 160 degrees, the other extreme, the other side of the spectrum, also can be a chumrah in certain cases. We'll get to it along the road. Okay, this is the basic definition of Bishul Daraisa by Davi Yavish and by Davi Lach. Davi Yavish, it's Kamafa ben Yisai, Davi Lach, it's Yad Sol Ed Ismo. One of the most famous halachas regarding Bishul, that the post can talk a lot about, very common issue, is Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay, now that we have a background about the basic definitions of Bishul, so now we're going to be able to use that background to explain the halachas that the post can mention. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, on Avkuf Mem Hayam Beis, at the end of Masechet Shabbos, it says, Kol Shebo Bechamin Milefnei HaShabbos, Shorin Oso Bechamin B'Shabbos. Something that was Bo Bechamin, something that was cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it into Chamin, into hot liquid on Shabbos. Which basically is saying that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once you are Mevashlet before Shabbos, there's no problem with doing something that seems like a Maisa Bishul, you're putting it into hot liquid, it doesn't matter, because it's already Mevushal, so Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's a Mishnah in Shabbos. The question is, that Mishnah seems to be talking about a Dover Yavish. Right? You're putting something, you're shoring, you're soaking something in Chamin. You don't soak liquid in Chamin, liquid in liquid. You can put liquid into liquid, but the Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like it's talking about a Dover Yavish. And the post can point out that everyone agrees that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, the Dover Yavish. Once you're Mavashal, the Dover Yavish, there's no further Bishul. Question is, what's the din when it comes to a davar lach? Do we hold that by davar lach as well, ein bishul lach habishul, once you've cooked the liquid to yatzah, lettuce, bone, then ein bishul lach habishul? Or do we say no, that by davar yavish, there's this rule of ein bishul lach habishul, but by davar lach, yesh bishul lach habishul? So that's a major machlokes in the Rishon. The Rosh is medayik from a line of Rashi, that yesh bishul lach habishul. The Rashi distinguishes between davar yavish and davar lach, Rashi's machmir. Rashi says that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. But other Rishonim disagree. Notably the Rambam and others. The Rambam says that even by Davar Lach, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It's Dacha Mishnah. Mishnah is talking about Davar Yavish, but it's not limited to Davar Yavish. Davar Lach as well, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Machlokas or Rishon? What's the Machlokas? What are they arguing about? So the Minchas Chinuch suggests, he has a beautiful Musaf HaShabbos, he has a beautiful segment in the Minchas Chinuch all about Shabbos, all about the Melachos of Shabbos. So in Ofe, in Os Vav, the Minchas Chinuch says that maybe this distinction of Rashi, that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Yavish, but Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Lach, what's it all based on? It's based on the nature of Bishul, B'Davar Yavish, and B'Davar Lach. We distinguish between the two in terms of how much does it have to be Mavushal? Kamacha ben Drusai, Yad Soledes, the Shear of Bishul. But what's Bishul really about? We talked about changing the item to a medium of heat. What's Bishul about? So, Kamin Chastinah, when it comes to Dover Yavesh, Bishul is about improving the item to the medium of heat, making it Mavushal, improving the item. Some say making it edible, but you don't even have to go that far. Improving the item, changing it. Exactly what we said before. Improving the item to the medium of heat. So if that's how you understand Bishul, then we can fathom the concept of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul means once you've improved the item, you've made it mevushal, so you can't do it again. You've already improved the item. So once the shame Bishul has been chal on this item, that's it. You can't be mevashal it again. Because you've already accomplished what the Malach of Bishul involves. What says the Minchas Chinuch? What does Bishul mean to Davar Lach? He says, B'davar lach, Bishul doesn't mean improving the item through the medium of heat. It means heating up the item. It's not tikkun hadavar. The tachlis of Bishul when it comes to liquids, says the Minchas Chinuch, is the chimum itself, making it yatzo lettuce bone. And even soup, you'd say, well, soup is just heating it up. You make the chicken soup, you're not just heating it up, you're cooking it. You're changing something. You're creating something. Yeah, but it says the Minchas Chinuch, the ikar in the soup is the mayim. It's the liquid. So even though there is something in the soup that was not completely edible beforehand, but we don't look at the soup as being a davar yavash. You don't look at the soup as being something that you're making edible, something inedible that you're making edible, but rather we look at the bishul of the soup as being a chimum of the liquid. We focus on the mayim, which is the essence of the marak, the essence of the soup. Chimumo zehu bishulo, says the Menchas Hinuch, by davar lach. If chimumo zehu bishulo, if the whole bishul of davar lach is not viewed as tikkun hadavar, but rather as the chimum, so then we can understand that once it cools down, the yesh bishul lach bishul, because ozalei bishulo, the bishul is over. By davar yavesh, since the whole focus of the bishul is improving the item, so that improvement has been chal in the item. It's still nikar in the item. It's recognizable in the item. You improved something. You changed its state. So ein bishul lach bishul, you can't do it again. But by davar lach, since the ikar of the bishul is the chimum, so it's very logical to say that once the chimum is gone, if the item cools down, then you can violate the Yisur Bishul again, if you're going to be mechanim it again. So that could be the basis of Rashi Shita, that even though by Davar Yavesh ain't Bishul Lach HaBishul, by Davar Lach, he'll say that Yesh Bishul Lach HaBishul. What does the Rambam hold? Why does the Rambam say there's no difference between the two? So it's complicated, but some of the Achronim, Pirma Gadim and others, want to suggest that the Rambam claims that even by Davar Lach, the nature of Bishul is tikkun hadavar. The machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, but the yesh bishul lach habishul, the davar lach hanad, is a function of whether bishul of davar lach is like bishul of davar yavesh or it's something different. The Rambam holds that even bishul of davar lach is about tikkun hadavar. Now, when it comes to soup, it's very easy. If you're making a soup that was not edible, some kind of a vegetable soup or whatever, the vegetable could be edible, but I don't know, a chicken soup or something. Can't just the fat of the chicken is not edible, but when you cook it up in the water and whatever else you're putting it in it, the onions and whatever, so that makes it edible. So if you talk about a soup, then we can readily understand that maybe we look at the soup in its entirety. We don't just look at the water, and you are making it edible. You are improving it. So that's why ein bishul lach habishul, even the davar lach. But how about if you're talking about I don't know, a cup of boiling water. Let's say you cook up water for to make tea. Let's say you cook up water before Shabbos. And then it cools off. You're allowed to cook it up on Shabbos again for your tea. It's just water. How can you say that in Bishul Lach HaBishul? How can the Rambam say in Bishul Lach HaBishul there? That situation sounds like for sure, yesh bishul lach habishul. Well, what is the bishul in the water if not chimum? So the Pirma Gadim wants to suggest that maybe even by water, you're accomplishing something. There's tikkun hadavar. Because people are not going to drink the water unless it's cooked. Especially in Europe. So water wasn't sanitized. They used to cook up the water just to drink the water. Baruch Hashem, we have tap water. Some people don't drink tap water, but many do. It's not cooked, but yet it's cleansed, it's filtered, it's very different. But they used to have water that was not filtered, so there were people who never drank the water unless it was cooked. Even if they're not going to drink a hot coffee or something, they're drinking cold water, but they would first cook up the water in order to purify it, in order to take out all the germs. So the Pirma Gadim wants to suggest that maybe that's why the Rambam holds that Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul, not just by soup, that ein bishul lach habishul, even by davar lach, not just by soup, but even by water. Because even by water, plain water, there still is a tikkun hadavar. Maybe the Rambam defines all bishul as tikkun hadavar, both davar yavesh and davar lach. And not just soup type davar lach, but even water. There is a tikkun hadavar. So if there is a tikkun hadavar, then we can understand that ein bishul lach habishul bichlal. Once you create the status of bishul, then you're not going to be able to create that status of bishul again, and you're not going to be chayav for the extra bishul. Okay, these are the different shittas with the svaras back and forth, whether yesh bishul lach habishul v'davar lach, like Rashi distinguishes between davar yavesh and davar lach. Maybe we should say that ein bishul lach habishul even by davar lach, not just by davar yavesh. How do we pass them? So So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yuches of Dalet is Machmer for Shitas Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Bishalach Abishal B'Navelach, as opposed to Davi Yonish. Shulchan Aruch is Machmer. So he says that if the item is mitstanin, if the item cools off, a soup cools off until it's not Yatzel Lettuce Bow, so then Yesh Bishalach Abishal. Now think about it. What does that mean? What's the shear of Yatzel Lettuce Bow? The Chumra, according to the Shulchan Aruch. If it cools off, even it's now only 159 degrees Fahrenheit. So here it's a Chumra, the upper level of the Yatzalet is supposed to be. You cooked it until 180 degrees Fahrenheit, whatever it is, 212. But now it's cooled off. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Bishalach Abishol B'Davar Lach. That means if Ozalei Bishulah, Ozalei Chimumah. So even if it's a little bit below 160, you gotta be machmer, maybe Yatzel Lettuce Bow is 160. So you're not allowed to cook it even that according to the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah and says there are those who are makel. There are some are makel to say that Ein Bishalach Abishal B'davar Lach. That even if it completely cools down, doesn't matter, there's no Bishalach Abishal. Like the Ramah. The Ramah says there are those who are makel. The Nogu L'Hokel says the Ramah Im Lo Nitztanin L'Gam. The Ramah starts by saying that some are makel. Two shittas, right? The Shulchan Aruch is makel for Rashi. The Ramah says some are makel. The Ramah is makel. Even if it's done in the gamut. But says the Ramah, the minig is to be makel as long as it's not done in the gamut. If it completely cools off, then the Ramah says we're machmir. If it doesn't completely cool off, then there might be room to be makel. This is the famous pshara of the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch is machmir me'ikar adin, machmir completely like Rashi, that yesh bishalach abishal b'davalach. So, even if it drops a little bit below the shear of Yatzel Lettuce Bow, below 160, you got to be machmir. The Ramah says, no, there are some who make a legamri, that even if it's done in legamri, there's ein bishalach abishal. So the Ramah says, the minig is to be makel, even if it's below Yatzel Lettuce Bow, drop below Yatzel Lettuce Bow, but it's not, it's done in legamri, so then we can assume that ain't Bishalach Abishal, but if it drops below Nitztan Lagamri, then we have to assume that Yesh Bishalach Abishal. So all the Mepharshim say, what kind of a pshar is this? Manavshach. If you hold that ain't Bishalach Abishal, B'davalach, so then even if it's Nitztan Lagamri, there shouldn't be a problem. So what did it completely cooled off? But it's over. Once you have the Bishal, it's over. And if you hold it Yesh Bishalach Abishal, B'davalach, so once it's lower than Yatzel Lettuce, but once it drops below 160, so then there should be Bishalach Abishal. Well, what kind of a pshar is this? That ain't Bishalach Abishal unless it's Nitztan Lagamri. What does that mean? So the Achronim have two approaches, two very important approaches, and they're enough. Nafkamina L'maisa. The Chazon Ish has an idea. He says, you know what? The Ramah really paskins me'ikar adin like the Ramah. The Ramah really paskins that ain't Bishalach Abishal. That even if it's Nitztan Lagamri, it doesn't matter. Forget it. Once you've been Mevashel, there's no Bishal. No Bishalach Abishal. That's how the Ramah Paskin says the Chazon Ish. But the Ramah says this minig is a chumra d'rabbanan, that we're afraid that people are going to confuse things. Osile ichlufin. If we allow you to cook up something that was nitzdan in legami, so someone will think I can cook up something that was never cooked also. Osile ichlufin. This thing was already cooked. So really, me'ikra, then even if it's nitzdan in legami, it's not a problem. You can cook it up. It's not. You can, there's no bishalach abishal. But the Ramah says, yeah, but the problem is that if the chamimus is still nicker, if the heat in the item is still recognizable, and we allow you to re-cook this item, to reheat this item, so people will think, oh, I can cook anything, I can heat up anything, even if it was never cooked. And gaval, that will lead to bishul daraisa. We'll take a liquid that was never cooked, then you're going to cook it up, cook up water for a coffee, gaval. So the Ramah says, the minig is to be makel that ain't bishalach abishal, but not if nitztan in legamri. Once it's nitztan in legamri, and the heat is not recognizable anymore, so then we're afraid that you're going to confuse this item with something that was never cooked, and you might come to bishul daraisa. So it's just a chumra. It's really a chumra d'rabban. Me'ikar adin ain't bishalach abishal b'chlal, even if it's nitztan in legamri, but nitztan in legamri, chazal ha-machmir, because if you can't recognize the chamimus, we're afraid that you'll confuse this with something that was never cooked at all. The Magen Avraham has a different approach. The Magen Avraham suggests, no, me'ikar adin, The Ramah holds that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'Davamach. He's not saying Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'Davamach. The Ramah is just saying that the minig is that if it's not Netzdan and Lagamri, we don't look at it as though the first Bishal is gone. Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'Davamach, but when is the Bishalach HaBishal? I said, according to the Ramah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we said that as long as it drops to below Yatzo, let us go. Oh! Now it's not Yatzo Let Us Bo anymore. If it's below 160, it's not Yatzo Let Us Bo anymore. So now you can have Bishalach HaBishal. So comes the Ramah and says, look, there are some that are makel outright that ain't Bishalach HaBishal. But the minig is to be machmer. What does it mean the minig is to be machmer? Zok the Magen Avraham, the minig is to be machmer that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. But when do you define it as Bishalach HaBishal? When it drops just a little bit below Yatzo Let Us Bo? No, you can still recognize the bishul. It's still warm from the first bishul. The first bishul is not gone, says the Ramah, until Nitzdan in Lagamri. If it completely cools off, so then the first bishul is gone. So now there's Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. According to the Magen Avraham, the Machlokas, the Machaber Ramah, is not from one extreme to the other. The Machaber and the Ramah both claim that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'davalah. The question is, how do you define Ozale Bishulu? How do you define that the first bishul is gone? Mechaber says, as long as it's not Yatzo Let Us Bo anymore, first Bishul is gone, and you'll violate Bishulach HaBishul if you cook it again. Ramah says, no, only if it's Nitzdan in Lagamri, only if it's cooled down completely, then the first Bishul is gone. Once the first Bishul is gone, then you'll violate Bishul, even if you're Mevashel after the first Bishul. So there's the Machlokas, the Chazanish, and the Magen Avraham. What is the Ramah saying? Ramah says that if it's Nitzdan in Lagamri, then you have a problem. If it's not Nitzdan in Lagamri, it's still hot, you're okay. Why? Is it because if it's still hot, then people are not going to confuse this item with something that was never cooked before? And the whole problem of Nitzdan in Lagamri is that people are going to confuse? Well, no, is the pshat that as long as it's still a little bit hot, the first bishul is not gone. If the first bishul is not gone, then you can't say that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. Because it's not a Bishalach HaBishul yet, it's the first Bishul is still there. There's a lot here, and a lot of information here. But let's talk Lamaisa. Let me give you two cases Lamaisa that hinge on this Machlokas Avraham. Very important Machlokas Avraham. Two issues Lamaisa. First of all, what does Nitzdan and Lagamri mean, according to the Ramah? What does Nitzdan and Lagamri mean? Does Nitzdan and Lagamri mean as long as it's cooled off, but it's still a little bit hot? It's just, the heat is not so recognizable. But does Nitzdan and Lagamri mean Lagamri Mamish? It has to be at room temperature. Rabbi Shah writes in a tshuva to Rabbi Eider that as long as the item would not be eaten at that temperature, machmas chamimuso, that's called Nitzdan in Lagamri. People would never eat it. They want it to be warm, they want it to be hot. So what does it mean hot? The Moshe says that if people would consider this cold already, it's cooled off too much that it's not something people would want to eat. So that's called Nitzdan in Lagamri. Because they would never eat it at that temperature. But the Willig in the Beis Yitzchak article quotes from the Rav that the Rav felt, no, Nitzdan in Lagamri means it has to be at room temperature. It's cooled off till it's at room temperature. What's the Machlokas? So l'chora, they're arguing about this very point. But Moshe assumes, like the Chazon Ish, that the kula of Nitzdan in Lagamri, the chumra of Nitzdan in Lagamri, is that once it's Nitzdan in Lagamri and it's not hot anymore, so people are going to confuse this item with something that was never cooked. So once it's at that temperature, then we assume Yesh Bishalach HaBishul. So after Moshe, if people would never eat it at this temperature, they don't look at it as being hot. It's all a perception issue. If they don't look at it as being hot, it doesn't matter that the effect of the Bishul is still here. The effect of the Bishul is still here. It's greater than room temperature. It's less than Yatzo Let Us Bo, but it's less than 160. But it's greater than room temperature. Let's say it's even less than 110. It's 105. It's not room temperature. Room temperature, Baruch Hashem, is a little bit less than 105 a day, right? So the Bishul still is there. But the perception is that this is not a hot food. So if this is not a hot food, there's a problem here. If the problem is one of perception, that people are going to think, oh, there's no difference between this item and something that was never cooked, and if they let me heat this item, they should let me heat something that was never cooked, then you're going to have a problem as long as it's nitzdanim to the extent that the heat is not, that the heat level is not really perceptible, that people don't look at this as being hot. So that's a chumrah, right? As long as it's cooled off to the point that people are not going to perceive this item as being hot, then you're not going to be able to cook it again. What's the Rav assuming? The Rav is assuming like the Magen Avraham. The Rav assumes that the whole chumrah of the Ramah, that Nitzan and the Gamri will say that Yesh Bishul HaBishul, that's because the first Bishul is gone, it's over. We hold that Yesh Bishul HaBishul, the first Bishul is over. Until it gets to room temperature, the effect of the first Bishul is still there. Aye, but people don't perceive it? Who cares about perception? Halacha. The reality is the effect of the Bishul is still felt in the item. So the Rav would be willing to be makil that as long as it's not standing legamri till room temperature, ain bishul achar bishul, because the first chimum is still alive. First bishul is still alive. So that could be one nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and the Magen Avraham. Another nafkamina, the final point, could be something that happens very commonly on Shabbos. Let's say a person makes a cup of tea. Make a cup of tea. What do? You pour hot water into the cup. Pouring from a clear ishan, we'll talk about the details, clear ishan, klisheni, we'll get to it. You pour from the urn into the cup, it's a klisheni, maybe even make it into a klishlishi or a klirevi, whatever, we'll talk about the details, right? So you make tea bad. Let's assume you made it bad. But now what happens? You finish the cup of tea and there are a few drops left in the cup. But you want to have another cup. So can you pour hot water into this cup? There are a few drops of water. The drops of water are not yet so water. Can you pour hot water into that cup? The drops of water have been cooked already. If they haven't been cooked, that could be a problem. But the drops of water have been cooked. So what's the problem over here? Yesh bishul achar bishul. Is there bishul achar bishul b'dabar hazeh? Am I allowed to pour from a kli rishon into this cup that has a few drops of water? So if you take the approach of the Chazon Ish, that it's all a perception issue, that if we allow you to cook this item that's cooled off, then someone might think you can cook something that was never cooked before. But come on. The perception is that this cup is empty. No one sees the little drops that are left in the cup. I'm not talking about that you have like a little bit of liquid on the bottom of the cup. I'm talking about the drops. It's still wet. It's wet, but no one looks at that as though you're cooking the liquid in the cup. If it's all a perception issue, then there shouldn't be a problem. You could pour from the klirishon directly into this cup, even though there are a few drops of water there. But if you hold like the Magen Avraham, that me'ikra, then we say that yesh bishul achar bishul, if the first bishul is gone, if the item is completely cooled off, so then it's not a perception issue. It's a halachic issue. The reality is, these drops, if they've cooled off, let's say to room temperature, they've cooled off completely, so you can't put water from a kli rishon into this cup, because you will be mevashel those drops. You will be mevashel those drops. The Chazon Ish says, I don't care that you're going to be mevashel those drops. It's all a perception issue. We really hold that ein bishul achar bishul b'dabar. But it's a perception issue that if we allow you to cook these drops, then someone might think that you can cook something that was never nisbash. So if you hold it's all a perception issue, it's not going to be a problem if it's only drops. But if you hold me'ikar adin, yesh bishul achar bishul b'dav alach, as long as it's nitzdan in legamri, so if a taka is nitzdan in legamri, if it's at room temperature, then you would not be able to put water from a kli rishon into this cup that has the few drops of water left in it.